The conclusion of the updated data set is consistent with our last two releases. Number one, unvaccinated individuals are at far higher risk of falling severely ill or die, and this increases especially with age. Number two, the chances of unvaccinated COVID-19 patients needing ICU care or dying is many times that of the fully vaccinated. It ranges from 7 times more for those age 80 and above, and 50 times more for those in their 30s. Specifically, the chances of unvaccinated individuals falling severely ill or die are, for those in their 60s, 7.2%. For those in their 70s, 14%. For those 80 and above, 24%. And in contrast, for fully vaccinated individuals in their 80s, the corresponding percentage is only 3%. All these data will be compiled and will be presented as an annex to today's press release. I cited this data because I come across the argument of individuals who do not want to take COVID-19 vaccines that there should not be any VDS. There should not be any vaccination differentiated safe management measures, the VDS. And their view is that the number of unvaccinated people in our population, not large to start with, and since only a small percentage, if infected, fall severely ill or die, the load on our healthcare system by the unvaccinated will not be significant. And we should therefore remove VDS and allow the unvaccinated free access to various premises. I want to just point out that based on all these numbers, as I say, the principle must be, our response must be scientifically backed up. And I want to point out that this argument is not correct. Throughout the pandemic, 2/3 of our ICU beds are occupied by people who are not fully vaccinated. And very likely for Omicron, it may turn out the same way. And if you look at the numbers, today we have about 120,000 adult individuals above the age of 20 who are unvaccinated. So these are unvaccinated adult population. And very few of them are due to medical ineligibility. Most are due to choice. Based on the incidence rate of severe illnesses and deaths that I just mentioned and presented, and the age profile of the current unvaccinated population, if all of them are infected with the Delta variant, we expect 5,800 of them to require ICU care or to die. 5,800 is not a small number. Remember, at the peak of Delta wave, our maximum ICU occupancy was 176, and this is 5,800. And 176 ICU beds occupied contributed to a severe strain on our healthcare system. Of course, in reality, not all unvaccinated persons will be infected, and for those who are, not all will be infected at the same time. However, even if, say, a quarter of the 5,800 ICU cases occur over a duration of 4, 6, 8 weeks, it will be a significant load on our healthcare system. A significant load enough to displace many patients suffering from acute complications of cancer or severe chronic diseases who may need urgent medical care. Enough load to consume a lot of costly COVID-19 therapeutics. Enough to degrade the overall quality of care of the healthcare system, which will ultimately affect everyone, especially those non-COVID patients who are critically ill. So, and all this can be avoided if unvaccinated individuals has chosen to take their jabs instead. Some may argue that my data and my analysis is based on Delta and Omicron is less severe. Indeed, from the experiences of other countries, we know that Omicron infections are much less severe for the vaccinated and boosted and for those who were infected and recovered. But we are not so sure that the same is true for individuals who are unvaccinated and COVID-naive. We have not seen the full impact of the Omicron wave in Singapore, and now is not the right time to take a gamble to remove VDS on the hunch that Omicron may be less severe for the infected unvaccinated. We cannot gamble on the health of Singaporeans. And even if, hypothetically, someday the number of unvaccinated people falling severely ill because of COVID-19 infections works out to be a very low number and does not impact or burden the healthcare system excessively, remember, the credit goes to the rest of the population. The rest of the population, which is the great majority, chose to vaccinate themselves. A significant number, in fact, were worried about vaccinations too, but nevertheless, they decided to do their part for their family and for the society. And conversely, if everyone adopts the attitude that we need not get vaccinated because others will, and then we free ride on the rest, then our society will never have achieved the high level of resilience it has today.